And welcome back to Midday. I'm Tom Hall. The first Thursday of the month is Movie Day here on Midday. And every Thursday of the month, generally speaking, is Theater Day, when we welcome back our wonderful theater critic, Jay Wynn Russick. Judy, good to see you.
Good to be here.
So we're going to talk about The Bodyguard. This is a musical. It's at the Hippodrome. It's there through the weekend. It closes on Sunday. This is a 1992 movie, pretty famous movie.
Yep, not getting too far from movies here.
Yeah, right. Whitney Houston, Kevin Costner, you know, big mega stars. And it's yet another movie turned into a stage musical. I mean, we've talked about millions of these things. Is this one of these deals where they just simply take the movie and they perform it live? How's it work?
Well, no, I'm pleased to say that it has been reworked somewhat for the stage. It's not totally re-envisioned by any means, but there are some improvements. I just watched the movie for the first time last weekend before I saw the show. I hadn't realized that this movie won the Razzie Award for Worst Picture of 1993. So it has some problems. It's a pretty weak movie. But when you adapt a weak source, presumably you have nowhere to go
but up.
And Alexander Dinlaris has adapted and clarified the plot of the movie. It's still about a megastar singer. Her name is Rachel, and she's getting death threats, and her manager hires a bodyguard. In the movie, there turned out to be two bad guys who were out to get Rachel. In the stage version, there's just one. You always know who it is, so it's more a matter of why and when and how. Although there's really no effort made to clarify or go into any understanding of who this character is. But Dinlaris also has built up the role of Rachel's sister. There's a little bit of confusion about something that she's done that he puts in the show. But the adaptation also does a really cool job of enhancing the singer's 10-year-old son. That's a cool part.
So this movie, as I recall, was a Clive Davis idea to give a vehicle for Whitney Houston.
Right.
So obviously the lead role's got to be a pretty good singer. Who is it, and is she well-known, you know, outside of the theater?
She is. It's Deborah Cox, and she is a top R&B/pop recording star. She has a couple platinum albums, and the musical really showcases her, as you would imagine. She actually collaborated on a duet with Whitney Houston, who, of course, originated the role, as we've said. The duet was called Same Script, Different Cast, sort of fitting in this case, and it's on Houston's Greatest Hits album in 2000. I brought a snippet of this so you can hear how Cox holds her own with Houston.
There's two folks who know how to sell a song. That's the late Whitney Houston with Deborah Cox, who's starring in The Bodyguard, the touring production that's at the Hippodrome. So how does she do? I mean, she can sing, obviously, but can she act?
Well, even though the plot of the movie improves on the plot of the musical improves on the movie, this is still not a deep character. I mean, what's more important, I think, is that Cox has the ability to act her songs. She doesn't just stand and belt, although there certainly are times when that's called for, but she can also do kind of quiet emotion. And this is really impressive because she's playing a performer and she gets to do a number of songs as performance pieces, beginning with her first big number, which is Queen of the Night. But there are also numbers that sort of come out of the plot and become concert pieces. One of the best examples, I'm not giving too much away here to tell you that there's a romance between Rachel and the bodyguard. But after he breaks it off, she sings this anthem of self-realization, I'm Every Woman, at a concert in Miami. And her delivery of the song is really spirited.
I can cast a spell, secrets you can tell, makes a special brew, put fire inside of you. Anytime you feel danger or fear, then instantly I will appear, cause
all right, Deborah Cox, she's in The Bodyguard at the Hippodrome. That's I'm Every Woman. You mentioned the other hit, Queen of the Night. I remember Mozart had a hit with that in 1790. That was very good for him, too. So does the stage show then have all the songs that everybody loves from the movies?
It has most of the ones that everybody loves, but it only has about half the songs from the movie. All the big memorable ones, Queen of the Night, which you just mentioned, and I'm Every Woman, which we've just heard. It adds just about as many songs as it keeps, and there's some other really big Whitney Houston hits. I Have Nothing, which I think she actually recorded after the movie came out. One Moment in Time. In the show, that becomes a song that Rachel wrote with her sister, and it's supposed to be nominated for an Academy Award, and she sings it at the Oscars. That's the big climactic moment in the show. It's a bit different from the big climactic Oscars moment you just discussed in the previous segment. And, of course, the show also includes the movie's biggest hit, I Will Always Love You, which became Whitney Houston's signature song. An example of the way the script has sort of been massaged, this song wraps up the plot, but we also hear a little bit of it earlier. The bodyguard sings it badly off-key in a karaoke bar. I brought Deborah Cox's rendition of this. You tell me how well you think that stands up to Whitney Houston.
That stands up quite well.
Yes,
that's a two thumbs up
so
for
too.
Me. That's Deborah Cox in The Bodyguard. Now, Judy mentioned that several of the roles have been actually expanded. So tell me about those characters, including the title role.
The title role, the bodyguard, the Kevin Costner role from the movie, actually hasn't been changed too much. It's played on stage by an actor named Judson Mills. He's an actor with a lot of TV credits. Kevin Costner was criticized in this role for being fairly stiff, but so is the character. This is a guy who is definitely...
You're a bodyguard.
Yeah, and he shuts off his emotions to do his job. On stage, a little more emotion comes through, and Judson Mills definitely meets the demands of the role. But I have to give a real shout-out to Douglas Baldeo. This is the little boy who plays Rachel's 10-year-old son, and he gets a couple chances to really show off his singing and dancing, starting with How Will I Know? He's a real showstopper. He's alternating in the show with another little boy. And Jasmine Richardson, who plays Rachel's sister, is also a much more sympathetic character than she was in the movie. She is not also as nefarious as she was in the movie. She's going to be playing the role of Rachel in the Saturday matinee and Sunday night, so she's got good chops, too.
Mm-hmm. How will I know if she really loves me? That's a song. I like that song. So Deborah Cox, for that matter, in the whole show, I mean, to quote the song title, is she the queen of the night? How will I know if she's the queen of the night?
Well, I think people who go to see this definitely know. This show has an odd history. It's one of those touring productions that's like everywhere but Broadway. It debuted in London in 2012, and then it came back to the West End. It's been in Germany and the Netherlands and Ireland. It's currently in Korea. It's opening in Australia next month. So it's circling around, but probably never going to land on Broadway. But I got to tell you, it is a real audience pleaser. It's not without some cheesy moments. The director, Thea Sherrock, and her design team, for example, have these fairly cheesy videos of the stalker. We see him pasting together a threatening letter. And at the end, when Rachel sings I Will Always Love You, there's a huge projection of his face, and there are these black and white flashback videos. We really don't need that. Deborah Cox has plenty of power to carry this off without audiovisual assistance.
Well, you know, cheesy. I mean, if you talk about the music of the late 80s and the early 90s, there was a, you know, no modest amount of cheesiness
it's
in the
true.
Music. But if you like that music, you know, if you're into that era, as many of us are of a certain age, it sounds like a good thing. Is this, and can kids see this too? Is this a little kid show?
Oh, yeah, I think so. And kids will get a real kick out of seeing the actor who plays the son. Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. And if Deborah Cox sings like that for the whole night, you know, you could definitely sit through that.
She does.
Right. Appreciate it. The Bodyguard, the musical, is at the Hippodrome Theater in Baltimore until Sunday, and we've got links to the details about showtimes and all that stuff on our website, wypr.org/midday. So, Judy, next week we're going to go into the newly renovated center stage, and what are we going to talk about?
We're going to be reviewing their production of White Snake. I'm very excited to see what the new theater looks like. It's upstairs in the completely reconfigured and flexible head theater, so I'll tell you about that, too.
All right, looking forward to it. Lunch to our guests today, including Judy and Max and Jed. It's provided by Eddie's of Roland Park. Eddie's is a full-service market with locations on North Charles Street and on Roland Avenue, in Roland Park. Their deli features sandwiches and salads with specials each day, all listed on their website. Come to Eddie's of Roland Park MidwayUSA.com. That's it for us today. Coming up tomorrow on Midday, the Midday News Wrap, I'll be joined by Jane Miller from WBAL Television, Farai Chidea of the Shorenstein Center on Media, Politics, and Public Policy at Harvard, and the activist, poet, and scholar, Kay Wise Whitehead. Hope you can join us tomorrow. Thanks so much for listening. Appreciate your being with us today and every day. I'm Tom Hall. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great day.